Now, as we come out of lockdown, blind and partially sighted people have some real concerns about what the world will look like. For many, getting out and about is challenging enough, but when you add social distancing to the mix, well, things can really get complicated. And that's why today RNIB has launched its World Upside Down campaign, which is aiming to push the message that blind and partially sighted people do have challenges and that we can all do our bit to help aid those challenges. Martin Wingfield is brand manager at RNIB and joins me now. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So a very important week at RNIB, of course, as we discuss the issues and challenges blind people face around social distancing. And you've been doing this as part of a concerted effort across RNIB, of course, and this week we'll summarise a lot of that work that's been going on to really push that message out there. But you're doing it in a very special way in the centre of London. Tell us about that.
So what we're doing is we know that blind and partially sighted people are already used to navigating sometimes a very complicated world. But the recent times of coronavirus has really turned the world upside down. So what we're doing is turning the giant billboard in the heart of London in Piccadilly Circus upside down. And we're doing that with a host of the UK's best known brands.
That's amazing. It sounds quite interesting when you think about it. And of course, as you say, it really does make people think, because, you know, that is something people will definitely notice. How did the idea come about?
So as luck would have it, we were contacted by an outdoor media company who were offering their space for free to RNIB. And now this is because there's less people out and about, so they would happily gift their outdoor space to charities, and we were one of the charities that they were keen to speak to. So we had this opportunity of a week in a normally very expensive, very, very high profile media space. So we needed to come up with an idea that was relevant to the times we're in, that helped an issue that's currently going on with the people that we help, and something as compelling as possible. So working with one of our highly talented creative agencies, they came up with the idea of doing something really dramatic that would stop people in their tracks when they walk through Piccadilly Circus by physically turning ads upside down. At first you would think it was a mistake, but then very quickly you get the message that informing the general public that the world has been turned upside down, especially for people with sight loss. Things like social distancing and new shop layouts make life incredibly difficult. And really what we're asking the public at large is to be aware of this fact, to be kind and to offer help.
Now, normally when you see these big lights in Piccadilly Circus, you see lots of different brand names up there. So I'm imagining that these brands will be part, or some of these brands will be part of that. Who's involved in this?
So fortunately, we work already with some fantastic brands, and we invited a lot of these brands to support us. And the ones that are involved are some pretty big brands in terms of Amazon, Barclays Bank, Procter & Gamble in the shape of herbal essences, very.co.uk, Kellogg's, Lego, The Financial Times, British Gas and TalkTalk.
That's amazing. A huge number of brands involved. And I guess all of them, you know, happy to spread the message as well. And do you work with those companies as well to sort of spread the message and say, you know, in your own businesses, consider this as you know, training or as educational? Is that how you see it?
Absolutely. So there's for each of those brands, we're kind of having deeper conversations about how they can share our messages with staff on their social media platforms, sharing press releases, putting things on their websites. And one of the key pieces of activity in a social media space, and of course all of those brands have a lot of different social media accounts with hundreds of thousands of followers, we're asking them to physically turn their profiles upside down. And we'll do the same with RNIB staff, with the staff that work with these partner brands, you know, maybe some celebrities. We're even asking the Mayor of London to get involved in turning things upside down to raise awareness of what's a very important issue.
And of course, it's I mean, in some ways, it's very timely, of course, because of the nature of the conversation that you want to have with the public. It could have been rather difficult, of course, because so few people were out and about. But, of course, lockdown is easing. More people are out on the streets. So I guess, in some ways, R&IB wins out in this, and so do the brands as well, because, you know, more people will actually get a chance to see these ads.
Absolutely is. It's great exposure for the brands. And they're very willing to get involved in terms of the you know, sharing this important message and helping R&IB. And because more and more people are getting about as lockdown eases, the social distancing problem is an even bigger issue than before. There's a lot of different rules. It's hard to navigate. There's new shop layouts. The general public tend not to be especially aware of some of the issues that blind and partially sighted people face. So hopefully this will help make people more aware.
Absolutely. Well, we are talking about it all week here on R&IB Connect Radio. For now, though, Martin Wingfield from R&IB, thank you for your time and good luck with the campaign.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Stephen.